This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
President Joe Biden announced what the White House calls a first-ever heat hazard alert as temperatures across Texas continue at 100 degrees. Biden directed the Department of Labor to increase heat safety inspections in outdoor workplaces like farms and construction sites. The Labor Department also will issue new guidance to employers about safety and information to employees so they know their rights. There are new details from the Collin County Medical Examiner's Office in connection with the Allen Premium Outlet's shooter who killed 8 and wounded 7. The gunman, 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia, was shot by an Allen police officer in his head, ear, and arm. He died from the gunshot wound to the head. A toxicology report revealed he was negative for alcohol or common illicit drugs. TxDOT is reminding drivers to follow speed limits as more officers patrol the road this month during Operation Slowdown. Be smart, be safe is the message TxDOT wants to get across to drivers. According to TxDOT, speed is the number one factor in roadway crashes in Texas, causing 1 out of every 3 traffic deaths. A traffic stop by the Ardmore Police Criminal Interdiction Unit on I-35 led to a major marijuana bust. 215 pounds of illegal marijuana is off the streets. Investigators said the marijuana was being illegally trafficked on the black market. A Texas man was arrested in Carter County for trafficking illegal drugs. 55-year-old Araldo Aguilar, hometown unavailable, was found with 450 grams of cocaine in his possession, and he was charged with aggravated trafficking in illegal drugs. SNAP benefits recipients in Oklahoma can now file fraud claims. Claims for reimbursement can be submitted for as far back as October of 2022, but must be filed in the next 60 days. Claims for fraud that happened later than July 25th of this year must be filed in the next 30 days. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services says cloning and skimming of SNAP cards is on the rise. There's a link to report SNAP fraud on our website. Today in Dallas, 4 of Sulphur Springs' finest and most respected agricultural science teachers will be inducted into the Agriculture Teachers Association of Texas Hall of Fame. These include Danny Johnson with 45 years of dedication, John Bowles with 35 years, Tom Howell with 29 years, and Dan Froneberger with 25 years. Bowles and Howell have passed away, but their families will be present to witness this prestigious honor. Jimmy Ardell Hardin of Raines County was convicted in District Court in Emory on the felony offense of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, assault of a family or household member by impeding breath or circulation, continuous violence against the family, and 3 cases of injury to a child causing bodily injury. He was convicted on 5 of the 6 charges against him. He was sentenced to a total of 19 years in prison and fined $8,000. Raines County District Attorney Robert Vitito prosecuted the case. More details on the case are on our website. 36-year-old Donnie George Bass was arrested by Hopkins County deputies following a pursuit that began south of Picton. The chase continued through several county roads until it ended when Bass drove into a pond. He complied when ordered to swim to shore. He was charged with unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, evading arrest with a vehicle or watercraft, and Wood County warrants for possession of a controlled substance and evading. His vehicle was impounded, and he was booked into the Hopkins County Jail. Hawkins police are searching for a man who sexually assaulted a woman shortly after midnight Thursday at a convenience store. Officers say the woman was filling her vehicle with gasoline when a suspect snuck up behind her and sexually assaulted her. Some details about the attack are being withheld to protect the investigation. Anyone with information should call Hawkins police or 911. Gregg County deputies responded to a report at the Lake Deverina near Gladewater where a man had been crushed by a tractor. 73-year-old David Cates was on his tractor working in his yard when the tractor tipped over and fell off of a 4-foot retaining wall. The tractor landed on Cates, killing him instantly by blunt force trauma. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.